The word of God for our consideration this morning is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, beginning at the 29th verse. Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. These are thy words, Holy Father, sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Fellow redeemed, in the name of our Savior, the great physician. Very often in this chapel, we pray for people like those in this text, those who are in need of our prayers, parents, siblings, colleagues, husband or wife, friends, those who are sick, who stand at the doorway of death, and those who grieve. And we do so by praying for them, as our Lord has invited us to do over and over again. And he promises to hear our prayers, not always to do as we ask, but to do as he himself knows best. There are many times when we might wish that we were living inside of this text from Matthew's gospel. When I have a brother or a sister in Christ grievously ill, I want to take him or her and lay him down at Jesus' feet to be healed, as the people in this text did. And we do that in our prayers. When we pray for these friends, relatives, and others in need, we are laying them down at Jesus' feet. Now, very often when we pray for our friends and our family and our colleagues, they are restored to health. And then we can only believe that our prayers have availed before God. But when the outcome is not so much what we had hoped for, we cannot conclude that our Lord didn't hear us, but that his grace and will were different. And then we have to run to our Lord's prayer, that petition, "Thy will be done," and remember the explanation that we have learned in the Catechism. God's good and gracious will is done indeed without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. Sometimes we may turn away from God because his will does not coincide with ours. But then there are other times when we believe more strongly because he does such great things in agreement with our will, as though God has tried to buy our affection. But if that is the strength of our belief, and if that is all that we believe about God, then we are still deep in misery. Now that puts to us the question of what we are to make of the many accounts in the Gospels of Jesus' miracles of healing and other sorts of miracles, followed by a declaration like, "Many believed on him in that day," or in this Gospel, "And they glorified the God of Israel." And that is what we have heard in readings both yesterday and today. So what are these miracles for? What is this all about? Well, for one thing, the miracles of healing always reveal to us Jesus as the loving, great physician. He does have power over life and death, over infirmities of our bodies, over everything that ails us, our dreaded and incurable diseases. And he is the gracious and merciful physician. But even more importantly, he reveals what he really is in himself, the very God of Israel. The response to him is to be as it was for the centurion at the cross. Truly, this is the Son of God. St. John writes at the end of his gospel that Jesus has done many other things not written in this book. But, he says, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Now, that points us back to the deepest promise. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And then the other passage from Isaiah, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. That foretells this great healer. But more so, it tells us about him, that he is the one also promised through the prophet. He was bruised for our iniquity. The Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all, and that thereby we are justified. We are accounted righteous before God. And this is the very God of Israel that this is spoken of, the God of our salvation, to whom our hearts are now turned today. It is not that his miracles of physical healing are insignificant. They are significant because he is the very Son of God, made flesh. Those miracles testify that he is the mighty God who dwells among us, full of grace and truth. He is the one who not only has cured the temporal and physical infirmities that go with us from the cradle to the grave, and his healing hand is also with us right now. But he is especially the great antidote for our great spiritual weakness, the corruption and the evil, which are ours from the womb. And that is his deliverance of us, which we receive through repentance and faith by the power of his gracious promise of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Believe this and find in him the ground of faith and your comfort in all affliction. Glory be to the God of Israel. Amen.